Good morning, Alignment listeners. Happy 2018 and happy February. I hope y'all are off to a great start this year. I wanted to actually use a podcast medium this morning because I thought that information might be something that would be better heard rather than read. I actually had a question asked of me by members of my team earlier this month about what was the secret to success. I know that there have been a million books written about success and leadership and reaching our potential, etc. And so I really did some thinking about, what is the magic ingredient to success? And I came up with a question that I think really is the secret to success. And that question is, just how badly do we want it? Our success almost always boils down to that one truism. Let's face it, our passions trump our fears. Always have, always will. Yet why is it that so many of us who have giant dreams fall short in the risk of failure, risk, or just raw fear? How can we move beyond the surge of that B12 that we get when we hear a rousing motivational talk or watch an inspiring can-do movie? A few thoughts that I wanted to highlight today may help us tap into our inner power and sustain it until we reach our ultimate destination. The first tip, follow Simon Sinek's advice, know your why. That has become a very pervasive thought that I read about all the time on social media. My dear friend and executive coach that I used many years ago used to encourage me to tap into my ultimate desires by asking this question, for the sake of what am I doing this? And I will tell you that that question alone forced me to really hone in on what drives me, what makes my heart sing, and ultimately how I wanted to contribute in the world. When the going gets tough and I need my own dose of resiliency to pursue my dreams, a B12 shot, so to speak, revisiting my why and why I am pursuing what I am pursuing gives me that oomph that I need to keep moving forward. Everyone's why will be different and unique to them, which is why it's so powerful. It comes from our deepest and most authentic desires, and thus it cannot be snuffed out by obstacles and hurdles along our journey. The second tip, we have to be able to look the tiger in the eye. I actually believe that fear can either serve us as a catalyst or as a paralyzer. The choice is ours and ours alone. We have to do the thing of which we are most afraid. When we do, we learn what lies within us. Truly, every great contribution in the world has come from an initial place of fear. Yet those leaders have overcome their scariest situation. Think Winston Churchill, Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, just to name a few. We too have that same stuff that was within those giants. The secret is to tap into it. The third tip, we need to get comfortable with ambiguity. Most of us do not like uncertainty or lack of clarity. As a quote-unquote J on the Myers-Briggs, I personally love knowing my objectives and having a to-do list to mark off the steps I take toward my goals. Yet we all know that that is never the entire picture. There will always be unforeseen variables and challenges along our path. And there will always be change. Nothing is permanent. Nothing. Change is the only constant. So we have to get comfortable with uncertainty and lean into those opportunities. If we don't, we will become stagnant by choosing to stay where we know what we know, which frankly can often create a reality far worse than the reality of moving into the unknown. The fourth and final tip, we need to dream big, then take baby steps. We all know the adage that Rome was not built in a day. Well, neither are big dreams. It's easy to become intimidated by our dreams, especially those that are those big, hairy, audacious goals of our lives. Yet without a dream, coupled with a plan, because we know that a dream without a plan is just a wish, we will become stale and stagnant. I remember when I wanted to write my first book and I began to procrastinate because it seemed so daunting. Yet my dear friend and editor, bless her heart because she has passed on, used to coach me to write just a few pages every single day. I followed her advice, and before you know it, I had 15 chapters written. The advice of breaking that big dream into bite-sized actions helped me get there. The key was disciplined consistency every single day. So, Net, anything we want always comes down to how badly we want it. If we want to lose those last 20 pounds, we have to really want it to enable us to say no to that second helping and to say yes to that 5 a.m. wake-up call to go work out. If we really want to have a large residual income for our income, we have to say no to spending money on frivolous things and say yes to building a secondary income to augment our savings. Whatever our dreams and desires are, we absolutely can achieve them. The key is simply to summon our strength, courage, and discipline, and most importantly, sustain our dreams by our innermost calling, our why. This is indeed the only way.